Unit 38, that's a 2-1, attack 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer or the listener, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. Hello, Melissa Morgan.
Hello, Morgan Teaton. How are you?
I'm doing exceptionally well. Thank you very much. Can you tell us about your shirt, please?
I mean, I don't think it needs any kind of an explanation.
Right?
Linemen are the bread and butter of the team.
And let me guess, your son is?
An offensive lineman. There he absolutely is.
All right.
Quarterbacks need heroes too. There you go.
That's right. That's exactly right. Would you love to introduce the guest?
I kind of want him to introduce himself, but Kelly, you want to tell the people who you are and what you do at the department?
Yes. So I'm Officer Nick Kelly. I've been with the department for 4 years and a couple days. And I'm a canine officer with the department.
So you're one of the new officers to the canine unit. You just got there sometime last year?
Yep, November.
And you have who?
I have canine Ramses. He's about a 2-year-old Belgian Malinois.
Maligator, huh?
Yes.
How's that going for you?
It's fun. I mean, it's fun.
Does it keep you busy?
He definitely does.
Okay. All right. So what did you do before you got to canine?
Before I got to canine, I was in North Precinct in the northern part of the city. I've spent my whole career on watch two, which is 3 p.m. to 1 a.m., and I've absolutely loved it. I just feel like the pace, it goes so fast, and I've just learned so much over the past couple years.
Yeah, that's watch two for you. Mm-hmm. But you have an interesting beginning here on the department, don't you?
Yeah, I guess it started when I was like 5.
Right.
My whole life.
Your whole life. Your dad was sworn with us, wasn't he?
Yes. Yes, he was. And I'll never be able to forget that. People let me know that every day.
So your pops retired from the Newport News Police Department in 16, if I'm not mistaken, right? And when did you come on board?
21.
Okay, May so 5 years after he leaves, he exits,
yep.
You enter.
Yes.
You start the police academy.
Yep.
Now, is police work something that you always knew you would do, or is it something that kind of just fell upon you?
Oh, no, I've always known I was going to do that. I mean, I thought it was the coolest thing growing up and kind of seeing him, you know, because my first kind of memory, because, I mean, when I was born, he was in K-9. And so,
that's interesting, right?
So, I mean, my first kind of memories were you know, him being with the dog and coming home with the police car. And I remember I would go, you know, just it was cool. It was also cool to me. You know, they would do demos at the school, and I'd like kind of nudge the guy and like, hey, that's my dad. And they're like, oh, that's cool.
That is really cool.
And, you know, it's always something I've never thought about doing anything else, and I absolutely love it. You know, there's some things you do, you just know you made the right decision, and I know I made the right decision. So.
So you're from Newport News originally, born and raised.
Yep.
And tell us a little bit about where you went to school at, some of those things.
Yep. So born and raised here in Newport News. I went to Mitchellville, but we actually left when my dad left in 16. We left and went to Scottsdale, Arizona. So I finished out my junior and senior year in Scottsdale. You know, I feel like any sophomore, you tell, hey, we're going to move you your sophomore year of high school. there was a little bit of a...
little tension?
Yeah.
Didn't go over well, did it?
No, I was like, what do you mean? Like,
wait.
Are you sure? Yeah. Like, we've never moved before.
Like a subdivision in Newport News? Or?
Yeah, like, I've never heard of this place. Like, what do you mean we're moving? And I was real hesitant at first. I wasn't real happy. I didn't help him pack anything. I was like, nope, you guys are moving me? Do it yourself. Looking back, I was like, oh, man, I was so rude. But I ended up loving it out there. It was a blast. Some of the best times, best memories I've made were out there.
Wow, so. And then you come back here. What brings you back?
All of our family's here. My grandparents, my aunts, my uncles, everybody's here. We were the only ones out on the West Coast. And to me, I mean, Newport News is always home. So I was like, you know, if I'm going to go anywhere, it's going to be back to Newport News.
Nice. Right.
And so you come back, and at what point do you say to yourself, I'm ready? Like, were you right at 21? Because obviously there's a minimum age requirement for police work. Is that when you entered into the business?
Oh, I was scratching at the door at 20 in 6 months.
Really?
Yep. So I got into the academy. I was 20, and we graduated in November, and my birthday's in October. So I was 20 through the whole academy. Until
right
October, yep, and then I turned 21 and we graduated. So right out the gate, I I don't think you can get any fresher 21-year-old right. as a police officer than a month.
Now, did you call Dad and let him know you were going to do it? How did he take that?
He was supportive, like I think any parent would be. I mean, we talk now, and he's like, yeah, you know, you're a police officer, you know, you still like it. I was like, yeah, Dad, like, you know, it's fun. I'm having a blast. You know, I'll call him and give him stories of, you know, what happened. You know, and he's both my parents, my mom had been supportive. I'm sure my mom wishes I did something else, but
right. Most moms do.
She's supportive of it.
Yeah. So were you always locked in, if you will, on canine? Is that something you always had a desire to do?
Yep. If there was one thing that I wanted to mark off of my career here, I was like, I don't care what I got to do. I want to apply and put in for canine and try and get that opportunity.
And you did.
Yep.
And here we are. And how many months in it have you been again?
Since November, we started the dog school.
Right. So. And so let's talk a little bit about the dog school, if we can.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about it, where it's located, and kind of what are the requirements and benchmarks for your partner? Because that's what he is. He is your partner.
Yeah. So we're fortunate enough, and we put on our own dog school. We have a master trainer here, and we put on our own, you know. Being in canine, I have been able to talk to so many different people at so many different agencies, and they always ask, like, hey, you know, how's training going? It's like, oh, you know, we're doing the dog school here. They're like, oh, that's cool. I wish we could have done something at our department. I mean, it's just nice training with, you know, there's four of us in the dog school. So it's nice training with, you know, kind of people you already know and mm-hmm. And just getting all the training in-house. The school is it's a two-part school, so there's the patrol side, then there's the detection side. We're in the patrol side now. To get patrol certified, you need to be, the dog has to be obedient, so sit, stay, you know, kind of walk next to you, stay with you, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And that's how the certification, that's kind of what you're working towards, the whole dog school, right? So the first thing we do is obedience, make sure they're good on that. And then there's a couple other things, tracking, area searches, article searches, and I feel like I'm missing something.
But they become, if you will, dual certified.
Yes.
In two disciplines. The patrol side, which is the dog that partners with you on the road, if you will, and the other side is what?
The detection part of it, so either narcotics or explosives.
Wow, explosives.
Yeah.
And that school begins when?
Pretty much as soon as we're done with the patrol side of it, we're going to move into that.
So there's a lot of training that goes into this. Wow. And how long is the total school?
About 8 months, I believe.
Wow.
We're really putting some time in with these animals getting up.
They're very loyal creatures, are they not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I believe, Melissa, you have a dog that how do you pronounce it?
I, in fact, have a Maligator. He's a Belgian Malinois, but...
Yeah,
Maligator, Malasaurus Rex.
Yeah, and from what you've told us, he's a very, very lovable character, right?
He does not know his size.
Right.
I will say that. He does not know his size.
Right. So your dream has pretty much like come true here.
Yeah.
As a kid, you watch your pops grow up, right? I mean, you grow up watching your pops, right? He gets into canine, which he absolutely had a love for, because I worked with your father, right? Had an absolute love for canine. And then you come on, and now you're doing what your dad did. The next generation is living a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, his father, as you know, Melissa, went on to become a police chief on the West Coast. Is that correct?
Yep. He's out in Astoria, Oregon. It's where the Goonies were filmed.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Listen, okay. Yep. Okay. He could tell me anything else about his career, but I really think that's like the coolest part.
That's how he introduced himself too, because nobody knows where Astoria is. I mean, it's such a small town. He's like, it's where the Goonies are from. They're like, oh, okay.
But when I saw him, it appeared that he really was enjoying what he does.
Yes. Yeah, he does.
Yeah. He's always been active. He's always been actively involved in that. So let me ask you this question, just out of curiosity, because people probably want to know it as well. Like, what kind of food does your dog eat, and how often does I'm going to say your partner, if you don't mind me saying, your partner eat? I'm just curious.
Just regular dog food.
Really?
Yep. No, I have just regular dog food. I haven't gotten to the point where we're giving him any, you know, cheeseburgers or anything.
Your partner lives with you?
Yep. So
in your home?
No. Not all the time.
Not all the time. Okay.
Yeah, so he has his own kennel outside, and he's outside. The reason is we just get him acclimated to being outside, right? Because it's when we're working and when we're needed, it's not always going to be sunny and 75. It's going to be freezing middle of the night or
so weather dependent.
July. Yep. But obviously, if it's, you know, freezing cold, you know, super cold or super hot, he comes inside. This past winter, when I had him, when it got real cold at night, I would bring him in, and he'd be in the crate inside. And it was funny. I brought him in one of the first times when it got real cold, and I turned around and shut the door, and he was on my couch. Just, I was like, okay, yeah. I said, this is how it's going to be.
Yeah. So how is he normally when he comes inside?
He's good. I mean, I think he knows when it's time to work and when it's time to relax and be at home. You know, okay. It's kind of like a light switches in his brain. He's like, all right, you know, we're gonna be at home today. We're gonna relax and chill, and we don't have to work. So, I mean, you can definitely see his personality flip.
Wow. Fascinating. And Melissa, your dog is, I guess, from the civilian side of dogs. I never thought I would say that, right? Civilian side of dogs. He comes in and accommodates himself very comfortably. He's grown up with your son and so forth, yes, and so on. What, you got your dog, your partner, not in a puppy, right? He was not a puppy. No. He was grown up.
Yep. Yeah, he was about a year and a couple months.
So you develop a relationship with your dog of trust.
Yes. Yep.
He has to trust you. You have to trust him.
Exactly.
And so at what point did your partner become comfortable with you? Did it take a long time to do that? Or how's that work out?
It definitely takes some time. You know, I think, you know, like I said, the dog school was so, there's four people in the dog school. And at first we're kind of handling all the dogs, all the different dogs. And after handling Ramsey, which is mine, I don't know if I said his name or not yet, which is mine, I was like, okay, I like this dog. This is what I want. Mine. So I was trying. He's I was mine. Giving him some extra milk bones. Like, come on, man.
No favorites.
Just come back to me.
Yeah. I love that.
But after we got paired with our dog, you know, you really start playing with them and bonding them, and you know, and just kind of just playing with them, and then they're like, okay, you know, this guy's all right. I guess I'll start coming back to him, and we just, yeah, the rest is history, I guess.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, let me ask you this question, if you don't mind. Prior to doing this here, prior to coming on with us, right, between mm-hmm. your graduation in high school and coming on, what did you do?
So I managed a Chick-fil-A out in Arizona, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
That's our guy right there, Melissa.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Magic words.
You think you get tired of it after working there for almost 4 years, but
no,
it's kind of embarrassing. When I walked in the one at Christmas report, and they're like, Officer Kelly. I was like, okay, a little quieter. I don't know. So not everybody needs to know that I come here when we're on a first name basis here.
Wow. So you still enjoy the food?
Yeah.
They're first class. I'm telling you, there's a great book that talks about leadership. Truett Cathy wrote a brilliant book about leadership. I recommend people read that one. And it talks about why, and in my opinion, why some restaurants are, we are customers, and there are restaurants which we are fans. Do you understand? There's a difference there. And a lot of it has to do with the philosophy of that organization. Right. Great leadership book. If you're interested, check it out.
I will. I definitely will.
Mm. Yep.
So, what would be next? I'm not trying to rush you along or anything, yeah, right? 4 years and you're sitting in a really good position. Yeah. But I know you've got to have some other things that you want to do on the department. So what's
yeah,
next?
I think I got really lucky getting here with 4 years. But honestly, I have no idea. I'm going to kind of do this and see where I'm at. And in, you know, 10 years or so when the dog is getting ready to retire, and kind of see where I'm at, you know, just outside of work, what, you know, what the family's like, stuff like that, you know, and kind of where I want to go from there. So,
what was it like, out of curiosity, what was it like as a kid growing up with a canine, like a police canine in your house? How'd that work out?
So my dad's dog's name was Nero. And
I remember Nero. I am so sorry, but I remember Nero.
And I was pretty young when he came home and retired. And my dad said the same thing. Like, you know, he would know whenever you walk out with your uniform on, he's like, oh, we're going to work. All right. You know, it's time to play, you know, cause everything's a game for them. Yeah. But after he retired and he kind of got adjusted, he was a cool inside dog. He would just kind of roam around and do his thing. And
now, do you have other animals at the Hyde home or just your partner?
I have one other dog, and I haven't introduced them, but they run around the fence together, and cause his outside kennel, I'm like, I don't know. You guys don't know if you'll get along or not, but one day. But.
So you have to make an assessment of some kind based on their behavior towards one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. Melissa, you have one dog.
Just one. That's all I can handle.
Yeah. And I have no dogs. I have two cats.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah, I have healthy respect for cats and dogs and all creatures. How are we doing on time, Matt?
We're doing well. You know, I was thinking all this talk about Ramses and whatnot. You'd mentioned you thought maybe another 9 or 10 years, you know, is maybe the length of his career. Is that kind of normal for the Malinois officer? Or, how is that determination made as far as like how long their careers might be?
I know a lot of it. I haven't asked that far. I don't want to speak that. I'll just ride it out as long as I can. but I know a lot of it has to do with their health and how long can they do the job? You know, because it's physically demanding, getting that in and out of the truck every day, going on these long tracks whenever we do stuff. I think it's a lot of it's dependent on the dog. You know, when you start seeing signs that the dog's getting old, or not doing stuff as good as they used to, then you got to kind of look and see what's next for the dog. And the cool thing about it is when the dog retires from the city, that dog is mine if I buy it for $1 or when I buy it for
which is wonderful, right?
I think that's so cool.
And just like us, they require health care and dental care and love and all that good stuff, right?
Yes, he loves the vet.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. What do you do in your off time? What do you enjoy doing?
Really anything outdoors. I spend a lot of my time out as a kid outdoors, hiking, camping, fishing, and I still do a lot of that stuff here. I go up to the Shenandoahs and try to hike up there in the mountains and go fishing and stuff like that. I just love outdoors. I get too itchy inside. I can't be inside for a long time.
So is that where you find your peace, if you will?
Yeah, if I ever just need to kind of get away for a while and just kind of reset.
So you really love this job.
Yes.
It's more than just that.
Yeah.
It's really something that you was really, I
all
guess.
Of life.
Yeah. I think that's amazing that you've been, because a lot of us come into police work, not necessarily lovers of police work. You know, understand what I'm saying? We kind of fall into it accidentally, but you had a plan.
Yeah.
You had a plan. I mean, you lived this out.
Yes.
Yeah. And here we are. I just think that's an amazing story.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I think the same thing too. So let me ask you this, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So you're a young man, right? Yes. You're a young man. You've reached that point where you want to be, right? You're in K-9 right now. Not sure what you want to do in the future, right?
Yep.
What message do you have for those folks that are watching this? Young people who are watching this right now that are saying to themselves, you know what? I wanted to do police work, but I'm really not sure if I have what it takes. What message do you have for those young folks?
Yeah. I'd say come out and do a ride along. Anytime I was given a ride along, I would try my best to really show them what policing was, what kind of the because people watch the cop shows and, they see everything, and some of it's true, some of it's not. I was really trying to show them more than just running after people and doing stuff, that's more than policing. It's just, catching bad guys. It's going out and hanging out with kids and interacting with the youth a lot. I have a elementary school I kind of adopted and took. It was the same elementary school I went to. I went back and I kind of, it's full circle. I went back and I'll go in and hang out with the kids and sit with them during lunch. And
which school is it? You shut them out?
Yates Elementary.
Yeah, Yates.
Which,
okay.
Did you also adopt a school?
So I go to all of them. I love Sedgefield.
Yeah, Watkins for me. I adopted Watkins. Big Sedgefield. Shout out to Watkins out there. Early Childhood Center. You know who you are. Love you guys. Yeah, it's a great, isn't it great going to those schools? I mean, seeing those little guys and
gals. It's almost refreshing.
It is.
Because, you get to a point where some people like the police and some people don't. I mean, it's just, that's how it is. But when they're in elementary school, all the kids love you. They think it's the coolest thing ever. I'm like, okay, it's cool just to go in there and, kind of just interact with them for a while.
Yeah, and the teachers are great.
Yes,
and
they are.
And the staff in the cafeteria is awesome. I always go to the cafeteria first, say hi to ladies and gentlemen in there. They're wonderful. Yeah, and it's funny because here we are, seasoned law enforcement officers, 4 years and above, and we light up when we talk about
it's the kids,
the elementary school, the and the child, because it's about our heart, I guess, right? I mean, in the end, we're public servants, and we love what we do. Matt, are we getting close to the rapid fire questions?
Yeah, I think we can give it a go.
All right.
So I'm going to start rapid fire, but I'll tell you, I have a quick story about Chief Stacy Kelly.
Okay.
Dad, you call him.
Let's hear it.
And it's only because of the circumstances, I think, that it really sticks out. I didn't do a lot of work with your dad because he was already higher up in the ranks when I first got here. But your dad was the one who pulled the trigger and tased me. And I will never forget that. I thought I was on fire. And I can remember throwing my hands down on the mat and kind of looking back at him, and he's looking at me like, don't get up, you're okay.
Yeah. You know? So this was during your training period?
So the tasers came to our department. I think I may have been like 4 years on at that point when we were outfitting the whole department. And oh. I think he may have been like a lieutenant or maybe even a captain.
You know what? Wasn't he the academy director?
Yeah, I think that's why he was there.
Okay.
Because, you know, they don't let just anybody show up and tase the trainees. But he just so happened to be there.
It's funny that you say that because I've been on both sides of that. So I got tased when I went through the academy, and then I went to general instructor school, and the last day of general instructors is you know, this big presentation. You have to bring, you know, some aids and stuff. And what I did mine on was tasers. so I, one of the master taser instructors were in there, and they're like, "You ever thought about being a taser instructor?" I was like, "I mean, now I have, yeah."
Maybe.
Sure.
Now.
Well, and, so he's like,
just passed it right along to you.
Yeah. So I went through the school, did that. And then they were like, "All right, you know, come teach." And, you know, I got my little slideshows of what I was going to teach. And they're like, "All right, we're going to start off the day by exposures." I was like, "Does that mean what does this mean for me?" Yeah. They're like, "Yeah, you know, you, it's part of the training." I was like,
"Right.
Okay, here we go."
It was tough. I rode the lightning, and it was Dad who did it. So
great memory, I'm
okay,
sure.
Okay, all right. I'll let it go. I'll let it pass. All right, so rapid fire question. Oh, this is going to be cute. Okay, rapid fire question number one. Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, or Wendy's? I think I already know.
Yeah, I'm about to say that's going to be Chick-fil-A.
All day long.
All day.
Yeah,
all
not, day not much long. Thought going into that
I would
one.
Say twice on Sunday, but we all know it's closed on Sunday. So.
All right, favorite holiday?
Just the Christmas time. It's not even it's just spending time with like family. And I go crazy for Christmas stuff. I put lights on the outside of my house and
do you?
I go all out.
Yeah, Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. Absolutely. Now, I've looking at decorations, probably Halloween. My wife just dresses up the house. Yeah, people drive from miles away to come see my house.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I just stand outside and pretend like I'm the one that did it.
You did it. We know it wasn't you.
No, I'm not talented like that.
All right. Laptop or desk computer? Desktop computer.
I'd say desktop. I was a big laptop guy before college, but after I did a bunch of online college, I was working and putting myself kind of as I went, and I was like, oh, desktop is just so much more convenient to have during school.
And what was your degree in?
I'm still working towards my bachelor's. It's going to be in criminal justice.
Nice.
Good for you. Yep. Yep. Nice. And that's a great part of the city's plan for us is we can do that.
Right.
We can do that. Yep. So which university are you attending?
Liberty.
Oh, very good. Yep. Very nice. All right. Question number four. What was your last impulse buy?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. I feel like every buy is an impulse buy for me. Nothing's planned. I just look at it and buy it. Oh, man. That's a tough one. Probably my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
I was just walking around and I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. I'll take that.
Melissa, I think we talked about yours in the past.
I've had one since.
No, you have not.
And it wasn't so much an impulse buy.
Yeah.
It was definitely a necessity, but I had to do it really quick. Went a lot of time to think about it. But a purge valve for my truck. I had to go buy. I know, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. That's what I look like when I was told I needed one.
Well, you have one now.
I have one now. Yeah.
And I do not impulse shop. Sad, isn't it?
I really should.
You know what?
One day I'm just going to go out and spend money for nothing and then
there
get a refund and get it back later.
Well, so. I can send you to a couple of shops in Williamsburg if you let me know when you're ready.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Last one. Best way to spend a rainy day?
Ooh. I get a lot of cleaning done on a rainy day.
Oh,
as wild
gosh.
As that sounds,
that's productive.
I can't come home to a cluttered house, especially after getting home at 1 o'clock in the morning. Like there's some days where and it really set me off. I wasn't always like this, but I came home and then I tripped over something. And I was like, I kicked it across the room. And I was like, nope, this is it. And I think that one of the next days it rained. I was like, okay, cleaning
time
day.
To clean.
So it was a defining moment in your life.
Yeah, thing, right? I'm sure it made my mom real proud.
Melissa, what about you?
I'm a binge watcher on rainy days.
There you go.
My son calls me the binger.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I'll binge watch anything.
Yeah. On a rainy day, I could throw on. I got like 33 episodes of Scooby Doo taped right now. You know what I mean? On my TV, I could throw that on and watch it for a couple hours.
You
no problem.
What? I believe
I love it. No, I love Scooby Doo. Anybody who knows me knows I love Scooby. It's timeless. Scooby Doo is timeless. Is it not? Who doesn't love Scooby Doo? All right.
Oh boy.
Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, it's a blast. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's not as bad as you thought.
No, no, I didn't know. No, I was going to go, but it's so much bad.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun doing it. But yeah. we love the fact that we can introduce the people in our agency to the folks out there,
yeah.
right? And especially people who are just down to earth, just kind folks.
Regular people.
So, yeah. Melissa, you want to tell them a little about where they can find this
thing? Oh, we're everywhere. Look for us. We're anywhere you find your podcast on your iPhone.
Yep.
Make sure you check us out on YouTube. Like us at the bottom. Give us thumbs up on Facebook. Come back and see us anywhere.
Cheers, everyone.
Oh, yeah.